USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President-elect Joe Biden taking a dark and pessimistic tone regarding the last monthly jobs report of 2020, calling it grim.
We remain in the midst of one of the worst economic and job crises in modern history. But it doesn't have to stay that way. If we act now, we can begin to regain momentum and start to build back a better future. There's no time to lose. Millions of people have lost their jobs or had their hours slashed. They've lost their health insurance or are in danger of losing their health insurance. One in every six renters is behind in rent.
The economy did create 245,000 new jobs last month. Wall Street ending the week on a high note. The Dow, NASDAQ, and S&P all setting records under the Trump administration. This is USA Radio News.
Facebook announces its $7 million match to nonprofit this Giving Tuesday, December 1st. Joining us is Naomi Gleit, Vice President of Product at Facebook, to tell us about Facebook's Giving Tuesday.
With many out of work and food security affecting nearly one in three people in the U.S. due to COVID-19, a lot of people are relying on the generosity of others right now. To encourage people to give in whatever way they can this holiday season, Facebook is kicking off a season of giving campaign today. Because even a small act of kindness can make a big difference to someone.
Thank you, Naomi, for all that great stuff. And for more info on these ideas and even more ways to be involved, visit at aboutfb.com/season of giving.
Vice President Mike Pence making a trip down to Georgia visiting the CDC headquarters. The Vice President saying a coronavirus vaccine is on the horizon.
To be as we are, maybe, Bob, just a week and a half away from what will be the likely approval of the first coronavirus vaccine for the American people is inspiring the people of this country. And we would not be here but for the tireless efforts of everyone involved in our national response, and especially for all the men and women of the CDC.
Firefighters in Southern California are continuing to battle more wildfires in a brutal fire season this year that's seen five of the six largest wildfires in state history. The bonfire in Orange County started on Wednesday and has burned more than 7,200 acres. Crews also working to put out a fire in Riverside County. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
The head of an intelligence watchdog is slamming China.
The director of national intelligence says that China's policies led to the worldwide coronavirus pandemic. In an op-ed for the Wall Street Journal, Director John Ratcliffe called China the greatest threat to American national security and said that the U.S. needs to take that threat more seriously. He tells CBS News that China's ruling party knew about the initial spread of the virus and chose to lie to the rest of the world about it.
The intelligence shows that the Chinese Communist Party's senior leaders, including President Xi, were aware and lied to the rest of the world about what they knew and when they knew it about COVID-19. They made the conscious decision to shut down their economy, to shut down their country, travel in and out of Wuhan where this originated, but they allowed travel from Wuhan to the rest of the world. They knew that, and they've taken advantage of that.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
As the college football season comes to a close and bowl season begins at the end of the month, the 2021 PlayStation Fiesta Bowl will be played in January 2021 at State Farm Stadium in Glendale, but there won't be any fans allowed inside the venue, except the immediate family of team members due to the ongoing coronavirus pandemic. The event being played in Arizona usually attracts people from all over the country, drumming up lots of business for local restaurants and shops. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.